Today, Prime Minister Theresa May said the UK's transition out of the European Union could be extended to deal with the Irish border issue.
We are working with the European Union to deal with this issue of ensuring that if there is a gap between the end of the implementation period and the point at which the future relationship comes in, we want to ensure there's no hard border between Northern Ireland and Ireland.
That's Theresa May at the Brexit summit in Brussels today. Also there, NPR Berlin correspondent Soraya Sahardi-Nelson. Soraya, first of all, start, for those who haven't been following this as it heats up, with this issue with the border between Northern Ireland and Ireland, no hard border, as Theresa May is saying, but with Brexit, you know, when that goes through, there would have to be one.
Well, that's what both sides, the EU included, want to avoid. There are several reasons for that. One is that there's a peace deal, or the main one perhaps, is that there's a peace deal that's rather fragile still in Northern Ireland. So by having a border, you end up creating friction that could have that deal blow apart. So both sides actually don't want a hard border between the Republic of Ireland, which remains with the EU, and Northern Ireland, which is part of the UK.
And right now, it's this fluid place. I mean, you literally step from someone's backyard into someone else's backyard, and there's a lot of commerce between the two.
Absolutely. The EU has the fact that this has been an open border is something that's promoted commerce, it's promoted good relations, and again, it's kept the peace. The issue is, though, if the UK steps out of the European Union, as is the plan under Brexit, there has to be a border somewhere. And that's where they just can't agree on. I mean, the Europeans have talked, or the EU, I should say, has talked about doing it in the Irish Sea. The UK has talked about maybe having some of their agencies and authorities handling the customs and the border controls. And that's something the EU doesn't want. So there's just a lot of disagreement over exactly how to create a hard border. Yeah. But they do agree it shouldn't be between Northern Ireland and Ireland.
And what about her sense that there's going to be an extension? Is everyone on board with that?
Well, this is interesting because a little later today, after Theresa May's statement, Donald Tusk, the president of the European Council, stood up and said, let me just make it clear that the 27 other members did not once talk about transition during a transition period or extending the transition period during the meeting on Brexit. And the implication from Theresa May was more that this was a proposal that had been floated, and not just Theresa May, others had sort of mentioned that this was a European proposal. So there was some confusion about who was promoting this. But what's clear is that Mr. Tusk has said that they would be amenable to extending it, but this is not something under consideration right now. They actually need to come up with a deal, whereas Theresa May, and she doesn't even like to call it a transition period, she calls it an implementation period, says that it's an idea that's been floated that is something that could be considered if it, I should say, eases the debate over the hard border issue between Northern Ireland and Ireland.
I heard you say something earlier today on Morning Edition. I just caught a bit of it, so I don't want to paraphrase. I'd like you to say it. There was this sense that some of the other attendees at this meeting were off, you know, having a snack, sort of sending a signal that they weren't taking things so seriously. What was going on?
Well, this summit had been portrayed last month by Donald Tusk in Salzburg. They were having an informal summit. That this summit this week here in Brussels was the make or break of a deal for Brexit. And then this week, it's like, okay, we don't have an agreement. It's not as critical as we thought. We still have time. All the things that they were saying last month were not the case. And so punctuating that was the fact that this dinner meeting at which the 27 member states that will be remaining in the EU, their leaders had a dinner meeting. And then right afterwards, four of the members, and this would be Germany, Luxembourg, Belgium, and France, their leaders went out for French fries and beer here in Brussels to really accentuate the fact that no one seems to be that alarmed about the fact that there isn't a deal.
Yeah. Look, you're based in Berlin. Chancellor Angela Merkel just suffered another election setback last weekend. What is her position on Brexit? And how is this affecting her political strength? It's kind of the ripple effect of it.
She's toned down her harshness. I mean, she still is adamant that there has to be a deal because the latest estimates show that Germany could lose upwards of $110 billion if Brexit goes through without some sort of deal. So there's a lot riding on this for Germany. But she's also toned down. I mean, she doesn't want to make this, I guess, look like yet another thing that she hasn't been able to handle. So she talked instead at this summit, and she did not make many public statements. But the one she made was that I have a skill at, or I always look at creating consensus and finding an agreement, and that's what I'm going to focus on because I still think that we can do this. One thing I should mention, there really is a sense among the remaining 27 members, or the other, I should say, 27 members of the bloc, that the UK is basically on purpose delaying this in order to force concessions, like to put the pressure to a point where there's no time left and the EU will have to cave. Mm-hmm. Of course, the UK sees it the opposite way as well.
Yeah. That's NPR's Berlin correspondent Soraya Sahardi-Nelson in Brussels at the Brexit summit today. Soraya, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Robin.